Before we begin reading tonight, I want to give some context to what we're about to read. First of all, Isaiah is writing from his lifetime, which is before the conquest of Babylon. In Isaiah's reality, there is one people separated by two kingdoms, Israel to the north, Judah to the south. And as we know from our perspective, Israel to the north will be carried away in captivity to Assyria, which happens in Isaiah's lifetime. But in Isaiah's lifetime, Judah is still there. So he still sees the people as one people, having been broken into two kingdoms. As we know, excuse me, Adonai is speaking outside of time. Because Adonai's message is directed to the future beyond Isaiah's time, he sees the people closer to how we see them today, which is divided. Adonai is telling us through his prophets that the separated people will be rejoined in Israel, the land we see today as the nation of Israel. When Adonai is appealing to the nations outside of the land of Israel, which you'll see, especially in the beginning of chapter 49, he often refers to them as islands or coastlands. In Hebrew, that word is E, Yud Aleph. Actually, I said that backwards. It's Aleph Yud, which is pronounced as E, like E, E. Remember, the focus of the Holy Scriptures is the land of Israel. So places outside the land are islands or coastlands, unless Adonai names them directly, which he does quite often. Adonai is addressing these places outside the land because the northern tribes, keep in mind, in Isaiah's time, they were simply just resettled. But those northern tribes will eventually be resettled in the islands and coastlands outside the land of Israel. That means that the people will no longer look like or have the culture they once had in Israel. In all likelihood, many of the lost tribes would not see Isaiah's words until many centuries later, and quite likely viewed from a Christian perspective. The northern tribes, and mostly the southern tribes, are also scattered among the world's nations. They're scattered among the world's nations. Most of them look nothing like what they did in David's time. Isaiah's words are for all the Israelite people scattered among the nations. As I mentioned, at the time of Isaiah, the people of the southern kingdom had not yet formed into the people we call Jews today. As a matter of fact, let's look at that in a greater detail to help you get an understanding of what you're reading. By the time of Jeremiah, we see a distinct division in prophecy between the lost tribes and the southern tribes. Remember, Jeremiah was quite a few years after Isaiah. Jeremiah 54 says, "In those days and at that time," it is a declaration of Adonai, "the children of Israel will come together with the children of Judah, weeping as they come, and will seek Adonai their God." So again, Adonai sees the people, the children of Israel, the house of Judah, pretty much similarly to the way we see them today, which is they are divided. The people we call Jews today technically began to be formed after they came back from Babylon. The first reference to the people are called Yehudi, and we see that, or Judeans. I should say Yehudi is synonymous with the word Judeans. The first time we see that is in 2 Kings 25, 25. I'll read that verse. "But it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, son of Nathaniel, son of Elishama, of royal descent, came with 10 men and assassinated Gedaliah." So he died along with the Yehudi, the Judeans, and Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. So here, for the first time, we're seeing all of the tribes of the southern kingdom grouped together and called Judeans or Yehudi. Prior Prior to this time, you will only see Yehudi or Judeans appear in the scriptures after Babylon enters the picture. The people of the southern kingdom began to be referred to as a group for the first time in that one reference you heard at the end of Jeremiah. I'm sorry, at the end of Kings, at the end of Second Kings. And you'll see it again in the books of Esther, Nehemiah, and Ezra, closer to the modern period. Prior to these periods, to these later prophets, you will only see the term the children of Judah. They're not exactly synonymous with Yehudi. The children of Judah are actually the sons, the descendants of the tribe of Judah. So originally, they were seen as Yahudi, or in English, Judeans, or the people from Judah. Sometimes Yehudi are referred to by the nations, by people outside nations and empires. You'll see them referred to as the House of David or David. And we know this because there are stone structures that have records that show reference to the House of David. The House of David is the United Kingdom. There is no South and North. It's just simply the House of David, or what we would call Israel. Or you'll see outside people, especially historians and other nations, refer to the House of David as the same people that are in the region. They call them Hebrews. Although Yehudi are not, I should say, are associated with, they are not exclusively Hebrews. Hebrews is a much wider group. It includes roaming nomads and others who lived in the region. But we're talking about and we're concerned with the house of Jacob. Throughout time, pockets of people from the southern kingdom spread out before and after Babylonian captivity. They can be found in places like India, Africa, the Americas, and all the places in between. Many of these people trace their lineage to the Levites and some to the tribe of Judah. So, many of the people in the Americas who have Jewish ancestry, or shall we say, are children of Israel, descended from the children of Israel, primarily come from the tribes of Judah and the Levites. The people in Africa primarily come from the tribes of the Levites. This has been confirmed by rabbis from Israel. That includes India and includes many other places. One thing is abundantly clear from Isaiah's writing. Adonai is still very much talking to the lost tribes and to the eventual Jewish people of today. So, when you're reading, you'll see terms like House of Jacob. Here, he's referring to all the tribes, that one nation that was the House of David. So the House of Jacob is all the tribes. It's both the tribes that will be lost to time and the hybrid mix of people of the southern kingdom who would become Yehudi and eventually we would call them Jews. When Adonai speaks of Israel, he is talking about all the tribes. But he also, because he's outside of time, speaks to them as if they were in the past, the present, and the future. Another term you'll see, especially in these writings, is the term Zion. Now, there's a lot of baggage, modern baggage, with the term Zion. I'm not concerned with the modern terminology of Zion or of Zionism. Those are different movements completely. In the Holy Scriptures, Zion is a righteous concept referring to the potential of Jerusalem. At one time, at least in the days of Samuel, the priest, Zion was referring to a hill in Jerusalem. Later, the term is used to refer to Jerusalem as a whole. and by extension, all of the promised lands. And finally, it refers to the full potential of Adonai living with his people on earth. So when you're reading these scriptures, keep in mind, from Isaiah's perspective, there's one house. What the historians and the outsiders, like the Egyptians and the Syrians, considered the house of David, one house. Also consider that toward the end of his ministry, Israel has been carried off into captivity. And the people in the southern kingdom of Judah are a mixture of tribes living in the south. And later in time, long after Isaiah, they're going to be associated together as a single people, and they will be called Yehudi or Judeans or Jews. So, what does that mean? It means that Isaiah is not referring to modern Judaism as we see it. He's referring to that single house, the house of Jacob. All right. Now, our readers tonight are chapter 49 will be Shelley. Chapter 50 will be Jackie, Shabashit Jackie. Chapter 51 is Nadira. Chapter 52 will be myself. And chapter 53 will be Reb Andy. As we mentioned before, you do not need to read the headings, just read the numbered verses in each chapter and announce the chapter before you begin reading. So let us begin our reading.
Hi, good night, everyone. I'll be reading Isaiah chapter 49. Coastlands, listen to me. Listen, you peoples far away. Adonai called me from the womb before I was born. He had spoken my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword while hiding me in the shadow of his hand. He has made me like a sharpened arrow while concealing me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I will show my glory." But I said, "I have toiled in vain, spent my strength for nothing, futility. Yet my cause is with Adonai, my reward is with God." So now Adonai says, "He formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Yaakov back to him, to have Israel gathered to him, so that I will be honored in the sight of Adonai, my God, having become my strength." He has said, "It is not enough that you are merely my servant to raise up the tribes of Yaakov and restore the offspring of Israel. I will also make you a light to the nations so my salvation can spread to the ends of the earth." Here's what Adonai, the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One, says to the one despised, whom the nations detest, to the servant of tyrants. When kings see you, they will stand up. Princes too will prostrate themselves because of Adonai, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Here's what Adonai says. At the time when I choose, I will answer you. On the day of salvation, I will help you. I have preserved you and I have appointed you to be the covenant for a people, to restore the land and distribute again its ruined inheritances to their owners, to say to the prisoners, "Come out." To those in darkness, show yourselves. They will feed along the paths, and all the high hills will be their pastures. They will be neither hungry nor thirsty, neither scorching wind nor sun will strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them and guide them to springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into a road. My highways will be raised up. There they come, some from far away, some from the north, some from the west, and some from the land of Sinim. Sing, heaven, rejoice, earth, break out in song, you mountains, for Adonai is comforting his people, having mercy on his own who have suffered. But Zion says, "Adonai has abandoned me. Adonai has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her child at the breast, not show pity on the child from her womb? Even if these were to forget, I would not forget you. I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are always before me. Your children are coming quickly. Your destroyers and plunderers are leaving and going. Raise your eyes and look around. They are all gathering and coming to you. Adonai swears, as surely as I am alive, you will wear them all like jewels. Adorn yourself with them like a bride. For your desolate places and ruins and your devastated land will be too cramped for those living in it. Your devourers will be far away. The day will come when the children born when you were mourning will say to you, this place is too cramped for me. Give me room so I can live. Then you will ask yourself, who fathered these for me? I've been mourning my children alone as an exile, wandering to and fro. So who has raised these? I was left alone. So where have these come from? Adonai Elohim answers, I am beckoning to the nations, raising my banner for the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your foster fathers, their princes, your nurses. They will bow to you, face toward the earth, and lick the dust on your feet. Then you will know that I am Adonai. Those who wait for me will not be sorry. But can booty be wrested from a warrior? Can a victor's captives be freed? Here's Adonai's answer. Even a warrior's captives will be snatched away, and the booty of the fearful will be freed. I will fight those who fight you, and I will save your children. I will feed those oppressing you with their own flesh. They will be drunk on their own blood as with wine. Then everyone will know that I, Adonai, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob.
Chapter 50. Thus says Adonai, where is the divorce certificate by which I sent your mother away? Or to whom of my creditors did I sell you? See, you were sold for your iniquities and for your transgressions. Your mother was sent away. Why was no one there when I came? Why was no one to answer when I called? Is my hand too short to redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Behold, I dry up the sea at my rebuke. I make rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink for lack of water and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness and make sackcloth their covering. Adonai Elohim has given me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to give heed as a disciple. Adonai Elohim has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn back. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those pulling out my beard. I did not hide my face from humiliation and spitting, for Adonai Elohim will help me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. The one who vindicates me is near. Who will accuse me? Let us stand up to each other. Who is my adversary? Let him comfort me. See, Adonai Elohim will help me. Who is he who would condemn me? See, they all wear out like a garment. A moth will eat them up. Who among you fears Adonai? Who hears the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of Adonai and lean on his God. Behold, all of you who kindle a fire, encircling yourselves with firebrands, walk in the light of your fire and among the brands you have lit. This you will have from my hand. You will lie down in torment.
Isaiah chapter 51. Listen to me, you who pursue justice, you who seek Adonai. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For when I called him, he was but one. Then I blessed him and multiplied him. For Adonai will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, a desert like the garden of Adonai. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and a sound of melody. Give ear to me, my nation, for Torah will go out from me, my justice as a light to the peoples. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the nations. The coastlands will wait for me. For my arm, they will wait expectantly. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness never wane. Listen to me, you who know justice, a people with my Torah in their heart. Do not fear the taunt of men, nor be dismayed at their insult. For the moth will eat them like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation for all generations. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of Adonai. Awake as in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a path for the redeemed to pass over? Now the ransom of Adonai will return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will be upon their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I am the one who comforts you. Who are you that you should be a man? Who dies or a son of man? Who is given up like grass? But you forgot Adonai, your maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. Are you in constant dread all day because of the fury of the oppressor? As he makes ready to destroy, but where is the fury of the oppressor? Soon one bowed down will be released. He will not die and go to the pit, nor will his bread be lacking. For I am Adonai your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. Adonai Sevod is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I who set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, Jerusalem. From Adonai hand you have drunk the cup of his fury, the chalice of reeling that you have drained to the dregs. There is none to guide her among all the sons she has borne, nor is there one to take her by the hand among all the sons she has raised. These two things you have befallen you. Who will mourn for you? Devastation and destruction, famine and the sword. How will I comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at every street corner, like an antelope in a net. They are full of Adonai's fury, the rebuke of your God. Therefore, hear this, you who are afflicted, who are drunk, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, Adonai your God, who defends his people. Behold, I have taken from your hand the cup of reeling, the bowl of my wrath. You will never drink it again. Then I will put it into the hand of your tormentors, who said to you, lie down, so we may walk over you. You have made your back like the ground, and like a street for a passerby. Amen.
Awake, awake. Clothe yourself in strength, Zion. Clothe yourself in beautiful garments, Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean will never invade you again. Shake off the dust and arise. Be enthroned, Jerusalem. Loose the bounds off your neck, captive daughters of Zion. For thus says Adonai, you were sold for nothing. So you will be redeemed without silver. For thus says Adonai Elohim, at first, my people went down to Egypt to reside there. Then the Assyrians oppressed them for nothing. Now, therefore, what do I have? What do I have here? It is a declaration of Adonai. My people are taken away for nothing. Its rulers wail. It is Adonai's declaration, and my name is continually blasphemed all day long. Therefore, my people will know my name. Therefore, in that day, I am the one who will be saying, Hineni. How beautiful on the mountain are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces shalom, who brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they will lift up their voices. Together, they are shouting for joy, for they will see eye to eye when Adonai returns to Zion. Break forth in joy. Sing together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For Adonai has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. Adonai has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Leave, leave, get out of there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out of their midst, out of her midst. Purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of Adonai. For you will not go out in haste, nor will you go in flight. For Adonai will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted. Just as many were appalled at you, his appearance was disfigured more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. So he will sprinkle many nations. Kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what had not been told, they will see. And what they had not heard, they will perceive.
Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of Adonai revealed? For he grew up before him, like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nor beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our pains. Yet we esteemed him stricken, struck by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. The chastisement for our shalom was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us turned to his own way. So Adonai has laid on him all the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Because of oppression and judgment, he was taken away. As for his generation, who considered? For he was cut off from the land of the living for the transgression of my people. The stroke was theirs. His grave was given to the wicked, and by a rich man in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Adonai to bruise him. He caused him to suffer. If he makes his soul a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the will of Adonai will succeed by his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied by his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, will make many righteous, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion with the great, and he will divide the spoil with the mighty, because he poured out his soul to death and was counted with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors.
Thank you for reading. Let us thank you to all of those who read tonight. I would like for you to consider the context that I gave you in the beginning, and then to look at those scriptures with fresh eyes and to realize that yes, some of them, most of them, were fulfilled by the one that we recognize as the Messiah, Yeshua. But what's most important is not to look backwards and to project the Messiah, Yeshua, onto the scriptures, but rather to recognize that he, the man that we call Yeshua, fulfilled the scriptures before they were written, many centuries before. Just like we said last week, it was impossible that all of these things could be predicted accurately. Well, in this case, here is a suffering servant that both Jews and Christians recognize as a suffering servant, suffering Messiah. And clearly, the events of Yeshua's life parallel exactly the things that have been described in these verses. And that's why it's important. I want us to look at it with fresh eyes, to not be blinded by what we were taught, but to see and then to go back and look at the scriptures in the Brit Hadashah and to see how those things are fulfilled in the person of Messiah Yeshua.